Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. Just a reminder, as we're doing an overview of the 66 books in the Bible, 1 week we do New Testament, next week we do the Old Testament, back and forth till we get through all 66 books. This week it's Leviticus from the Old Testament. Now, just a reminder, June the 28th is my last Sunday at Bethel, and that's going to be not only the time that you may or may not get it anymore on the Bethel website, but I am going to continue to do the Pastor's Thoughts, known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. I've had a lot of people that like what we're doing, and they want to continue to receive them as a teaching, so we're going to continue with them. But if you would like to have them, and just send me an email at wrightstone@embarkmail.com, or send me a text or call me at 850-591-9785. Well, the summary of Leviticus is this. The people of Israel were camped at the foot of Mount Sinai to learn the laws and guidelines for living that will prepare them to become a great nation. Now, Mount Sinai is located in the Sinai Peninsula with Egypt to the northwest, and what would be eventually known as Israel to the northeast. Now, the Israelites must learn to become a nation in order to do that. It's essential that they know what God expects of them. So the laws and the guidelines that God gave them also gives you and I a clear principle for living pure lives that are pleasing to a holy God. Now here's Moses again. Moses wrote the book of Leviticus. And the key dates for this book is somewhere around 1445 BC. Now for 1 year, the Israelites camped at Mount Sinai, learning how to worship God and start a new nation. And the special feature of Leviticus is holiness. It's mentioned more times in Leviticus than any other book in the Bible. But a little overview and a little commentary about Leviticus. Where is God when I hurt? That's a question we all ask at times. Where was he when my loved one died, or my mate divorced me, or my child rebelled and ran away from home? Where was God when I lost my job, or lost my home, or lost my faith? Lord, if you had been there, this would not have happened. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. God was there. He is always here. And that message is clear throughout all 66 books of the Bible. And it's crystal clear as a look at the book of Leviticus. Now, God is here with us at all times. But where are we? Are we with him? Whether we wither in pain or wallow in sin, God does not forsake us, even when we choose the presence of the evil one. God still does not abandon us. And Leviticus is the story of God with us, the presence of a holy God in the midst of a unholy bunch of people. It's also the story of what God expects of his people and how we can measure up to those expectations. But, you know the buts and the ifs, but there's a problem. God calls us to be holy. You can find that in Leviticus 19 verses 1 and 2. But we realize, and he realizes, that even in our best we fall short of his glory and holiness. It seems impossible to reconcile a holy God with an unholy people. Amen. But throughout this elaborate system of sacrifice, we learn about forgiveness, about atonement, about reconciliation, and redemption. Before God sent Jesus into the world, this was the way that God provided for sinful people to know a holy God and to walk with him daily. And after the sacrifices came the feast, which celebrated this new relationship. Now, the sacrifices were a foretaste of a much greater sacrifice to come, the offering of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins, so that we can be renewed, restored, cleansed, forgiven once and for all, and then we can celebrate almost as if we were mingling in the great feasts and the festivals of the past. So let us linger in Leviticus, and also realize that you need to recommit yourself to becoming more holy so that you can better worship our holy God. Read the book of Leviticus with the knowledge of this. And it was not God's final word on how we can have life and have it more abundantly and have fellowship with Him. Remember the glorious message of the gospel, of God's only Son and the forgiveness that He brings. And finally, be able to celebrate God's constant presence with us through the Holy Spirit, who dwells within every believer. That's the blessed hope that we have. Jesus said, when I go home to be with the Lord, I'm going to send one greater than I, which is the Holy Spirit that will live in you and through you. And we know those of us who have accepted Christ in our lives, we don't get Him in pieces. We get in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's the one that teaches. He's the one that convicts, and He's the one that guides us. So, in the book of Leviticus, you're going to find subjects like behavior, celebration, holiness. Holiness, you'll be able to understand holiness better than ever, I think. Obedience. Oh, repentance. Respect. Restoration. Reverence. Sacrifice. Sin. Traditions. Oh, and the Word of God. And more importantly, worship. We worship the one who created us. We worship the one who loves us. We worship God. And then you're going to also find some of the examples that we talk about the sacrifices. And also the priests and how they began their ministry in that particular time frame. There was two priests who died for treating God casually, if you remember, and you can relive that story in the book of Leviticus in chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. And then the Day of Atonement and the scapegoat. Do you ever wonder about the scapegoat? Well, you can find that in chapter 16, the story of the scapegoat. But, you know, they thought, well, if they piled all the sins upon a goat and send him into the wilderness, they could get forgiveness of sin. So they called it the scapegoat. And then also the festivals and the special days. You know, Israel celebrates those to this day. And we celebrate them and we look at them and we understand them and we understand the love that God has for His creation. And then finally in chapter 26, you're going to see rewards for obedience, rewards for punishment, and rewards, or if that's what you want to call it, for disobedience. Wow. It's an interesting book, the book of Leviticus. It teaches us an awful lot about things. Things that would be repulsive as the sacrifice of animals for the, you know, and for the purpose of a religious ritual. That's one of the most important things why Jesus Christ came. You know, God, He must have been thinking, you know, He gave us all this stuff and all these rules and all these laws and so forth, and we find out we can't do it. And so then they would send some prophets, and then we would kill the prophets because we don't like what they say. So this is Ralphie now, and I guess God was sitting up there thinking one day, how am I going to communicate with this stiff-necked bunch? Oh, I know, I'm going to humble myself and come as one like them. Come into the world sinless through the virgin birth and be able to walk and talk and understand all the things that my creation struggles with. And I will stay true to a sinless life to be able to show them the way, that the way to life is Jesus, and Jesus can show you the way to eternal life. The way, the Word, manifested among us and walked and talked. Emmanuel! Can you imagine? God with us. Well, that's the Word is the way to life. That's the whole thing. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us to show us the way and to be able to have a relationship with a loving God who created this wonderful place for us that we may live here and be able to learn here and to understand. And then when we leave this old earth, we go to heaven to be with God forever. And the little book of Jude tells us that not only that, but we're going to return with his son to set up his kingdom here on earth. Wow, what a wonderful bunch of promises. Hope and pray you're having a good day, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life.